Blog Talk Radio.
Yep, yeah, yo. Fuck every place, man, me sound so familiar.
Yeah, dear Father, I pray you help me get through to the finish line. Yeah, let's go.
Hit the race, one for the sweet man. Pray to the rich and white man. I put a full man, so I might want to see it, man. Dance with them all of the look, man. That's why, man, I run, run, run. Run, run, run. Run, run, run.
Yeah, I'm living my life and I'm loving my God. I'm still in the race, still going ahead. I'm positive, I will survive. My grandma gave me some of the vibes. Brady's not only for the wise, and anyone can get the shine. But tell me, how's a poor man gonna get bread for his family? Just to feed his family. He can get a job, but he still got family. That means that his family's a poor family. Ha, I heard them say, survivors for defeated. But I seen strong men die, blown by the wind. Never again to be seen. And the only thing left is the memory. Reason to sing, but that's the point that I'm trying to make. We all have equal opportunities in life, but what you do with them determines your success, determines your next step, and your very next step.
It's various, but for this sweet man, pray to the rich and white man. I put a full man, survive for the sweet man. Just see them all of the look, man. That's why, man, I run, run, run. Run, run, run. Run, run, run.
Teach a bit, make up a number, me dear, so me not waste them. Care for me friends, so me not lose them. Learn of the love, you believe with him, it's not me heart. Then, Father, show me up the walk and relate with the diligence. If I tell it, come back with the greediness. With some understanding, I feel it, me wear with darkness. Yes, sunshine bright for me, darkness back on me. This red talk to me, red falls shock for me. It's dark, so me follow on me, dear, you see me. Jesus, the rock, on me, dear, you see me. My life for me, prosperity for me, fear for me, just speak flat to me. It's that some me call the one me dear, yes, the me. Jesus, the road, come me dear, yes, the me.
Hit the race, one for the sweet man. Pray to the rich and white man. I put a full man, survive for the sweet man. Just with them all of the look, man. That's why, man, I run, run, run. Run, run, run. Run, run, run.
Yo, life is different when you grow up in the projects. The rich man put a label on you and call you poor. That's the way of life, but I refuse to conform. I'd rather take my chances and aim for the top. We all were born to win. Black, white, Chinese, Asian, poor or rich. We all on the same path of life with equal chances. Wise man say he can make all handsome. Remember that God made all man equal. Each individual, chances are equal. It doesn't matter whether you are weak or strong. You can go all the way from the bottom to the top.
Hilarious, but for this sweet man, pray to the rich and white man. I put a full man, survive for the sweet man. Just see them all of the look, man. That's why, man, I run, run, run. Run, run, run. Run, run, run. Run, run, run. But for this sweet man, pray to the rich and white man. I put a full man, survive for the sweet man.
I pray you help me get to the finish line. I pray for strength.
Y'all, I'm telling you, that's an awesome song there. That was Phila there in Uganda. We want to give a shout out to Phila on tonight. God bless you, brother, to Phila, and also to Straight Eloquent. We thank God for Straight Eloquent, both of them there in Uganda. Right now, all of you that are listening in, you are now tuned in to the Angel on Deck show. Right here with your host, Angel on Deck, and you might as well say / Angels of Melody. I remember it was a time where people would say, how's Angel on deck? How's Angel of Melody? You know, and it was so funny because I would say both names are mine, you know, so I had to put that out there one time, but we just thank God. So right now you are listening, I'll switch it up a little bit, to the Angels of Melody show with your host Angel on deck. How that sound? I think that's a lot better. And so we thank God for all of you that are tuning in right now all around the world. We thank God for all of you that are listening in. We want to give a shout-out to all of our family there in Africa. We got a lot of people listening in right now that have left messages that they are listening in. So we want to give a shout-out to all of our family there in Ghana, to all of you that are in Nigeria. We want to say God bless you. To all of you that are in Togo, those that are in Zimbabwe, Malawi, those that's in Zambia, Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, Liberia, and also Cameroon. We want to say God bless you on this evening. Also, those that's listening in the USA, we want to say God bless you in the cities and the states here in Detroit. We want to say God bless to those that are in the UK tonight, in Italy, God bless you. Those in Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, over all in the Caribbean, Jamaica, God bless you. In Hong Kong, China, everywhere, Switzerland, my sister there in Switzerland, Nadine Rukasi, God bless you, sis. We love you. To our brother Skits, 1 and 2, God bless you. And on and on. Tonight, we have a great program with not only just music, but we're kicking it off with a great, great interview that you're going to hear. I'm telling you, I want to give a shout-out to my sister, Taylor Brown, because Taylor has been a blessing to me. Also, I thank God for hooking me and her up, you know, as far as working together with artists around the world. And not only that, but she has connected me just with great people, period. And I just want to give a shout-out to Taylor Brown on tonight, because if it wasn't for her, we would not be doing this interview tonight with our dear sister that is now waiting on the line. I'm going to click her on in a second, but I'm introducing her. Her name is LaToya Mack, and we thank God. I've learned and heard that she is not only the executive producer, but she's also the writer, and she produced this movie that will be premiering on this Friday called Train Up a Child. My God, I'm telling you, that's deep, y'all. We definitely need to hear this. So right now I'm going to click on our dear sister, LaToya Mack, and we're going to just be blessed by what she has to say on tonight. Hello, sister. God bless you. How are you?
Hello, hello. Is there an angel on deck tonight?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, sis. I am doing good. I'm excited about tonight. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited about this premiere, Train Up a Child. I'm excited about this movie, having the opportunity for it to be seen and have a great impact on our young people and our parents today.
Yes. Wow. On my phone, now this, I'm trying to get everything. Can you hear me?
I can hear
you. I don't know
good.
If my call got lost or what. Can you hear me?
I can still hear you. I'm here.
Can you still hear? For some reason, I don't know. They're doing some work out front, I think, and I'm having a bad connection here. So if you hear me silence for a minute, don't hang up. It'll come, because
okay.
It seems like it's been doing it all day in this spot that I'm in. It's like my area, things are going in and out. Okay, now I can hear you. So
okay,
now what I'm going to do, sis, I'm going to have you reintroduce yourself, and then after that, talk about this great movie, because to me, anything saying train up a child, you know, we know it's speaking of the word of God. And I know I'm excited. I can't wait till Friday to be there. Talk a little bit about how you came about with this Train Up a Child movie.
All right, certainly. Again, you tuned down with Angel on Deck. I'm happy to be her guest today. My name's Latoya Mack. I am the chosen vessel to be the writer and producer and executive producer of the new film called Train Up a Child. I'm so excited about this movie because this is finally a movie that takes us back to our biblical foundation. You know, the Word of God mandates that we train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is older, he will not depart. So what I've done, Angel, is taking this movie, the scripture from the Bible, and I put a bit of an urban twist on it. Not changing the Word of God, however, but I put an urban twist so our young men and our young women can relate to this movie and see themselves in this movie. So also, and also in this movie too, we have to remind our parents because sometimes we get a little we stray away too. And the mandate was for the parents to train up the child.
Yeah.
So we're reminding the parents, hey, let's go back to the old ways that it used to be. You know, I don't know about you, but I grew up on the Mighty Mighty Belt, and so sometimes those things are necessary when you need to save your child's soul.
That's
so
right.
So it was the word or a whooping in my house.
Yes.
So we're just so excited about that. Also, we had the opportunity to be able to premiere this movie at a 5-star theater located here in the surrounding city of Detroit, Michigan. It's at Southfield Star Theater. That's going to be Friday, September the 6th. Starting at 7 p.m. Just want to give you a little bit of what the movie is about. The movie is about a young man named Mac.
Yeah, we want to know that now.
Yes, the movie is about a young man named Mac. He goes from being 9 years old to 18 years old in the movie. The younger version is played by Stephen Williams. The older version is played by our very own Paul Dean here from Detroit, Michigan. And, in this movie, unfortunately, Mac strays away from his foundational beliefs that his grandmother instilled in him. And just by the influence of his friends and his environment and also his uncle had a negative impact on him. Do you ever have those uncles or those family members who just probably should have moved out once they turned 42? They should have just moved out of grandma's house. Because they just have that negative impact. Sometimes it's their point of view on life. And what Max does is he stirs away from his foundational biblical upbringing. He's really a great and phenomenal kid, but he gets caught up in trouble. And in his trouble, he finds himself with only one friend, and there is no friend like Jesus. So he has come back. Amen. So again, we are so happy to be able to have casted 100% of Detroit talent, 100% of Detroit talent. The entire cast is right here from the city of Detroit. The production crews, all here from the city of Detroit. We're just trying to turn the Hollywood focus onto this town and let them know that there's some phenomenal talent here, and we're trying to get a better look so that we can produce more films that are positive, that have more impacting messages. And furthermore, Angel, let me just add this too. Throughout the whole 1 hour and 15 minutes of this movie, there's not one single curse word, one single use of profanity. There's no nudity, because I believe that you can make a film without those elements and still have an impact. And that's what we are committed to doing. We have a wonderful staff, too, and everyone loves the Lord. That's the great thing about it. And even in making this movie, we all kept our focus on we're doing this for the glory of God. It's not for man's glory. It's not for fame. It's not for some type of cash increase in our lives. But what we're doing, we're trying to use this movie as a way of ministry as well.
My God, that's awesome. I'm telling you, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I am very, very much excited about this. And like I said, I can't wait to be there. I really can't wait. And a lot of people, like you said, need to hear, let alone hear, but see it, because even as us being parents, you know we're not perfect. You know, we really not.
That's right.
And I was born and raised in the church. You know, I was born being raised in holiness, you know, with my dad
mm-hmm.
being a preacher and uncles in the family that's bishops and pastors, apostles. You know, I grew up, you know, a lot of people know Mother Stella Boyd. I'm best friends with her granddaughter, and I've had many of hankies and hands made up on me, you know, back in the
yes.
going to the meetings, and one of my aunts is one of the missionaries there now that traveled with Mother Boyd. So, you know, with my family going there and the uncles and all of that, I know what it is, and I'm telling you, we was trained, and we
mm-hmm.
was raised up in holiness, but then you know how that goes, sis. You know, you get to
yep.
a certain age, and you're like, I'm tired of all this church, and I've churched enough. But let me tell you something. That word stands true. We was trained, but we didn't.
True.
We might have went off for a minute, but it did not
mm-hmm.
depart. Look where I'm at today. And I
Amen.
Thank God. I bless
Amen.
Him for that. Even though I had a wild streak, and I was out there for a long time, but God brought me back, and I thank God that it was that training, it was that molding, it was them nights of standing there thinking I'm high, knowing I'm high and thinking my parents didn't know no better, and so my dad knew that I was high, so he would get the Bible out and start reading, and I
yep,
used to hate
yep.
that, so I was standing there like, oh my God,
wow.
And when I got on my own, he let me know why he did that. He said, you think we was born yesterday? I knew you was coming up in here high with bubble gum, with gum all in your mouth, and mint. That was making it more loud. You know, just the
mm-hmm.
alcohol more louder. And he said, I could tell by looking at you. So my punishment was, it wasn't, okay, see you later, go to bed. But it was,
mm-hmm.
you know, we had to hear the word. And so I'm sharing that because that goes with what you're saying about this movie. Training up a child, because we were around negative people, negative friends,
mm-hmm.
people that said, oh,
you
girl,
know
you
what?
Don't. Go ahead. Yeah.
You know what, Angel Melody? See, that's, I love to hear that. I love to hear those testimonies, because it's our testimonies that give others hope, you know. And at the premiere, we're going to have two people that's going to just speak briefly. One of the gentlemen that's going to speak, his name is Stan Hope, the Prodigal Guile, and he has a book of poetry after being homeless, after being strung out on drugs, after sleeping on the street. He turned his life around only by the grace of God. He's an author. He has pieces of art in the Detroit DIA. I mean, you can't tell me what God can't do. You can't
yes,
tell me
can
that you can't go too far where God cannot reach back and bring you back. You know, so,
I know
so it's amen, it's testimonies like yours, it's testimonies like his that we just want to share with the audience that comes out, because sometimes people think, oh, well, I'm gone, I'm too far, I'm too old, I messed up for too long, so I might as well keep doing what I'm doing. And God says, no, you're still my child. You know, that's the great thing about God. You never become God's grandchild. You're always his child. And so that's the great thing about God. So we just want to renew the love that God has for us. We just want to renew that and bring that back out to the forefront. Because it's
my
it's,
God.
It's
and you know what,
sis,
what just came to me while you were talking?
Mm-hmm.
Not only us training up our children and how we was trained up, but also we still, all of us, even as parents, all of us as the children of God, we are still yet being trained, because he's training
mm-hmm.
us to stand as soldiers, even in him. So we still yet, we will never come out of training, because
Amen.
God is still every day, he's training us. We got to learn
mm-hmm.
to train this flesh and keep it under subjection. We got to train. He's training us still, even our steps. Our steps have to be ordered, you know, even with our words, what we speak and how we act. day to day, we are still yet being trained even by God, because we are still children, you know, of the Lord. And we all yet still being, why that just came to me when you was talking, like, and the training is not over because we are still yet being trained. So
that's
this is powerful. I never heard of a movie
that,
like
that. And that's why that word is a living word, you know. It's nothing past tense. It's a living word. And that's why I just love it. And we just wanted to use, you know, media, be it the television, the radio, it has such a great influence on all of us. You know, it tells us what's popular. It tells us what we should eat, what we shouldn't eat. It's basically telling us what to think at this point. So we're just coming back and we're saying, okay, if that's what media is used for, well, we want you to think on the good things of God. And that's what we want to do with this movie. We are committed to making Christian films and films that's going to improve the quality of life by way of the Spirit. So it's, again, you know, entertainment is great. Entertainment is wonderful. But at the same time, I need some substance in that entertainment. So at the end of the day, it's a lot of kids left in front of the TV for hours, you know, and it becomes the influence and the authority somewhat over their life. So we just want to say, if that's your best way of parenting, then put something on that's going to put something in their spirit. And so we're going to make movies like Train Up a Child, movies like History, that's going to feed the spirit. And so we're just excited about that.
Yes, I am too, because you know what, movies today is just, I was talking to one of my brothers last night, and I said, you know what, it's a shame that when you turn on the TV, all the movies that you're seeing has got all this profanity and all of this shooting and killing, people getting murdered, you know, demons, all kind of stuff. Looks like it has over, and people are watching it, and then they wonder why Johnny and Sarah has lost their mind.
Could it have anything to do with what they're seeing and what they're hearing? You know, the old saying, seeing is believing. You know, and our kids believe that. They're very influential. So, I mean, we have to do that as the body of Christ. We have to do something to combat that. You know, we can't just stand back and say, don't turn on the TV, because that's not going to happen. What we have to do is say, well, let's control what you watch on TV. You know, this is a family-oriented movie. Just think about the family structure now. When you watch a movie, when your kids watch a movie, everybody is in separate rooms. You know why? Because there's adult content. You know, the kids want to watch one thing, but now they're putting all the demonic elements in the cartoons. So you got to watch all of that. We watch movies with our kids in the same room, because if they shouldn't be watching it, neither should we, you know, because it shouldn't be in our spirit no more than it being in their spirit. So we're just committed to bringing back the family orientation, the familyhood that we once had, you know, and stop separating and everybody going in separate rooms, you know, and we got to bring that back. So it's going to start with the body of Christ. You know, where God says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and heal the land. So if we want the land healed, we know who we are, his people. Let's do what he told us to do. It's real simple. The Bible is not that complex. It's really simple. We have to do the work, Angel.
That's true. You're right about that.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you. I agree with you 100%, because I'm going to tell you something. Back in the day, wasn't no going in this room, in that room. We sat we watched what mama watched and what daddy watched. That's how it was. And most of the time, it was sports. And then they wonder why I'm so hooked on it now.
Hey,
well, dad, you
Angel, it definitely wasn't going. Angel, it definitely wasn't going in separate rooms and closing the door.
Wasn't none of that going on. You were sitting up.
My mother would take the hinges off that door.
Oh, yeah, because I'm telling you something. I remember one time, sis, remember when The Exorcist first came out? That was that you could not dare have nothing on like that going on in the house. And I remember one time I thought I was shucking and jiving my mom and them and went upstairs and turned that movie on and didn't know my dad was at the step. And when he came up the step and heard that, honey, I got my behind toe up. And the TV was taking up my room. That's how strict it was. Nowadays, you know, kids, children are looking at demonic movies and all kind of stuff. And then, like I said, people wonder why John and Sarah then lost their mind.
Well, exactly.
So I see why, you know, my parents kept us from not looking at a lot of stuff. Because sometimes in those movies carry spirits.
Oh, yes.
And it's not only just the children, but even the grown-up can look at certain stuff and they mind go to going. They wonder why they having nightmares and shaking up at night, don't know what's going on because of stuff in the movie. So my kids tease me because I look at a lot of African movies and I watch a lot of DVDs with Sanford and Son and Good Times, and they look at me like, wow, you watching all this old school stuff. And I say, because it ain't of that crazy junk that y'all looking at. That stuff is dead. It's boring. What are you getting out of it? Nonsense. You know, my kids are grown now, but, you know, I let them know, even my grandson, my son, I try to talk to him and tell him, you got to watch what you got him looking at.
Right. And if you think about it, in when those programs were out, like Sanford and Son, the Jeffersons, the Cosby Show, just think about the mindset of the culture then. You know, people were starting to say, hey, a household really does consist of a mother and a father. You know, the Sanford and Son, the one thing I used to love about that show was he was his own business owner. And although what his product was junk, I looked at him like he owns his own business, though. And that wasn't popular within our culture. But the thing is, it established some of us to become owners. You know, George Jefferson owned Jefferson Cleaners. You know, those were the things that were starting to be fed. And we got to give back. You know, I watched the old shows, too, because it was more uplifting to the culture. You know, and we got to get back to those things because other than that, we're going to find ourselves, you know, almost like scavengers. You know, we're going to find ourselves there, you know, not owning anything, having lack of respect just for ourselves. You know, I see young men, my husband and I, we get out, we talk to young men, you know, hey, young man, pull your pants up. You're walking with a group of guys, your rear end is hanging out. But that's all losing respect for yourself. But when those movies were out, you didn't see that, you know. And so it had a way then to teach the culture. So we just got to get back to those things. We got to get back to training up a child. You know, if you're listening out there in Detroit or you're in the metro surrounding areas, you've got to grab your son. You've got to grab your nephew and bring him to see this movie on September the 6th at the Star Southfield this Friday at 7 p.m. I'm going to be looking for parents there with their young men, parents there with their daughters, because now is an opportunity where you can take a movie and use it as a tool in training your child. This is an opportunity you do not want to miss out on. You've seen everything else at the theater this year. You've heard it all on the radio this year. Now take a chance on your child and come to this premiere and watch God move.
That's right. That is right. And you know what, sis? I'm going to continue to be sharing it up until the end on the Twitter, and also my Facebook page is putting it out there and letting people know to come out as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Angel on Deck. I appreciate this opportunity. I want to give a shout out to Taylor Brown. I certainly appreciate that, sister. Just having the spirit to approach me and just break bread with me right on the spot. I appreciate that, and God appreciates us doing that for one another. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you for everybody that's in the UK, that's in Uganda, that's listening out there, your international audience. This is a wonderful thing that you're doing.
And again, we thank you for the opportunity. Again, my name is LaToya Mack from Purple Promise Films. The name of the movie is called Train Up a Child, and that's what we intend on doing. We'll see you September 6th this Friday at the Star Southfield Theater at 7 p.m. If you need tickets, you can go to www.purplepromisefilms.com. Tickets are still available online.
All right. Well, that's long. And you know what, sis? If you can, when you get off of here, text me that information for the tickets so I can put that out there and let the people know that they can still purchase tickets.
Okay, that sounds good. Great.
All right,
Angel, we look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Yes, I look forward to seeing you too. And also, again, a shout out to Taylor because, like I said, if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't even be talking right now. So I thank God for her. She's a great sister and woman of God. And I'm telling you, when she told me about this play and everything and getting the interviews going, I did not hesitate. I said, yes, we can do this. And so
that's
I just
great.
Wanted one
Taylor Brown,
myself.
Let them use you.
Yes, Taylor Brown. I have to put my DJ
All right,
voice
I love
on.
You guys. Thank you so much.
All right, then. God bless you, sis, and we'll see
God
you
bless
on Friday.
You too. Yes, ma'am.
All
Take
right.
care. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. So you done heard it. We thank God for his many, many blessings. A lot of you have heard LaToya Mack, and we just thank God for her on today. And I'm just so excited about Friday. And once again, shouts out to Taylor Brown. We love you, sis. I'm excited. I'm very, very much excited. Well, you're going to be seeing the links posted about it and everything, and we will definitely post up where you can get tickets, those that's here in America, in Detroit, in the States, if you want to fly out or drive out or whatever, the information will be posted up for you. So right now, what we're going to do is we're going to go over to some music here. Because I did say that I was going to bring you all a few minutes of music even after, after the interview. So we thank God for that. So right now, I want to play this song called Connections with Giuliani featuring Anthony Faulkner. And I'm telling you, this is a song that is definitely rocking the charts, and we're going to be right back.
Asha keep change. Behind every success man kuna mwingine anajaribu kum big pocket. Ina go beyond handshake. Business card exchange. Undugu si choto ya tamu. One side ya Christmas carols. When I'm so apart, I got a dunia candles. Niko kwenye bar, interstate. Why ni when I effect ya kukunywa tap water? Sio kila time takuwa designated driver. Nili point one finger kukuona. Usiposikia itajo on the other four. Pamoja tu go slow.
Connection. I want you to know everything's alright.
Everything's alright.
Now that we connect forever, I'll
do anything for you.
Regardless of the deep,
regardless
of the love, I'll do anything for you. Through
juu ya kinui hat elastoplast yako nitafunika na bandage ni wundi na last una mina lot to exchange rospeto si bullets za pisto chako chetu changu chako agacho baka nundu ya ngamia
let us join forces we are connected no one is left behind no no together we can make change
I'm Father, in humble adoration, we come before you and we set ourselves apart so we can have access into your throne. We need you right now. Yes, we need you. Thank you, Jesus.
I need you.
Shatabakasaya. Jeribo Sokura Shanaya.
And take the youth them out of the slum, from countryside straight back to Kingston. Word from me and down, got down. More souls for the king, them have become in the kingdom. When you listen, this a prophecy, you roll off of me tongue. You know like what me a say, roll a seat and sit down. When you have Jesus Christ, better must come. Herbalist throw where the slip, junk and fling where the run. Bad man go join the choir and them stop for your gun. Prostitute to get married, enough of them second down. Cool, get down.
Something come back again. Your face make me smile. Why you there? You so having it up. Money are your problem. Who they tell you go spend it up? And equally you can believe and not blend it up. Not jump on your money and no know say you feeling it up. Why you keep it spend and you not your best friend it up? Why you happy pray each and every day me send it up? Gospel happy preach and me there you feel defend it up. Bountiful blessing coming down from heaven it up. Problem arise father there you so feel me it up. Man I no chicken so me not go mad at him it up. Soar like a eagle and me wing me extend it up. Man no flip flops so me not go take pen it up. Yo.
Left right, left right, left right. Hey, hey. nakupenda. I'm a call you my lord, you are my defender. Never leave me alone, kwani nakupenda.
Everyone tell me what to say about this life we are living. If you have seen me repent today, wanna watch you every time you pray. Call his name, oh mighty God. Wanna let you.
Ni mara ngapi umepinga ili neno Papi Hummel and Gassini Gospel. We know what you took up in the shingles. I go all around. All of them are healing. No, the boy at your hotel and the good youth. You know, Billy Wallow, you will take your water. They don't pay you some people will come. I put them in the shed. They don't see you under me. They don't like you. You soon be your mother waiting. Killing and up here and on my pito yet. That's younger than G and Gia. Gia openly. Gia manga my shayet.
Move a mountain. happy like a green mustard seed. And if you believe in the word of God, let you heed.
You move a mountain, hey, ha. You move a mountain, ooh, oh.
But without faith, send a partnership to please God. Please say that the substance of things are hope, the evidence of things are seen. Cause with faith, all things are possible, yeah. Like my man up top there.
With a first wall, when you get to the first wall, you gotta push it down. Before the second wall, you gotta climb over the wall.
Now that I've tried.
to save us. Do not ask for your poor or your hungry. We do not want your tired and sick.
It is your corrupt way, clan.
It is your evil that will be sought by us. With every breath, we shall hunt them down.
What's wrong with the nation, the home of brain, where every administration is all the same? I don't get it. Do you feel it? While we're doing our best to stay living, we need to be taking a stand but stay sick. We'd rather be hating another man's religion. Do you see what I see? We will not be deceived by a bunch of politicians, Nazis. Pass the laws so we cannot see. Fine print at the bottom, but believe I got me. Dictatorship, just like Gaddafi. Watching the haters slip, so I know they watch me. Looking up as I pray to my king. Lord, please forgive them because their time is up here. Oh, no, prepare for this. Let's cover up the ears, might scare the kids. Say what you believe, but beware of it, because they gonna label you domestic terrorist. There it is, call a therapist. Use some discretion if you care to live, cause freedom of speech ain't American. Just ask the old keepers, let them swear you in.
Do you think when he comes to America, he should be tried as a criminal?
He's a hero. He's a hero. Wow. He exposed a crime to the government. That we're all being spied on all the time.
Refuse to the blame, it'll set me off. You probably know what to do, but I bet you won't. How many gon' die from neglected calls? Like, pick up the phone, let's swap it up. Gotta buy for the king, and he watching us. Looking down from the stars, those crops, dust straight, clean me up. I got lots of trust. Watch me bust, like I'm pressurized. Pure disgust is how I best describe. The government is Satan's best disguise. Put him in a water filled with pesticides. Camp trails in the air, he breathes. Why frequently change frequencies? I'm using to crumble and weakening. God filling off the veil so we can see. Mind is racing, time's wasting. I think it's time I raise the vibration. As a station, I define patience, cause it won't be long until the sky's breaking. In the last verse, in the first and last, nothing you can do to the verge of crash. I'll travel on, walk a verse fast, tell Babylon, came a verse of past.
And a lot of worms in them. I think we throw out the whole barrel.
A peaceful savage, I keep that savage. Go to war every day till this evil passes. I see the mighty methods that deceive our masses. Lord, protect your oil until I see my casket, because I risk it all just a free one.
This ain't about no raps.
son. I'm listening to music, but I hear no passion. I hear a lot of talking, but see zero action. If you're steering people wrong, you gon' feel that wrapped in. Seek jobs daily to defeat this madness. Defeat another craving with a peaceful passage. A peaceful savage, I keep that savage. Go to war every day till this evil passes. I see demonic methods that deceive our masses. Lord, protect your oil until I see my casket. Cause I risk it all just to free one fraction from the sorcery called meth, crack, and ash.
You know the sun goes down every day. And the darkness falls like rain. Yeah, but then you see the sunrise, it's like Lazarus. Dying to ourself, never glamorous. He gives another chance when he calls you.
Father, please forgive them, they don't know what they do. And please forgive my father, cause he's doing it too. And yeah, I got some problems, but I'm seeing the truth. Don't get it twisted, what you mixing is a witch's brew. I couldn't sense that in the instant, then the strip it blew. And then the skin from his arms was on his britches, dude. What's a kid to do? I defended you. And the explosion took your hand while you were shooting some juice. And that dope cut deep, what the stitch gon' do? I just hope and I believe you get your fix real soon. Intravenously, I'm talking blood transfused. By the blood of how much I call it, you can't choose.
You know the sun goes down every day. And the darkness falls like rain. Yeah, but then you see the sunrise, it's like Lazarus. Dying to ourself, never glamorous. He gives another chance when he calls you.
When the meth was gone, I relied on methadone. Now coming off these pills, I'm rested, though. Ain't worried about the rest of y'all. Looking at me like I'm just a Christian that neglects his call. Not interested, no. You intellectually wrong, and I'm just happy the infection's gone. So respect this song. Hey, these are precious tones, but don't take my affection wrong, no. No more gallons, it's in a mission cans. Cooking meth to get you missing hands. Trauma from a person caught on fire. Through the eyes of what we conspire. And wonder why the boy pray all day. Made a name when I broke the chains. Contained the flame like a major thing. But it's all going in that movie,
you know, the sun goes down every day. And the darkness falls like rain. Yeah, but then you see the sunrise, it's like Lazarus. Dying to ourself, never glamorous. The chance when he calls you.
Testify about his love and his goodness. Testify now.
He's a wonderful God, a faithful God. So this is who I am, Mama. Many things my God has done for me, but most of all, he's salvation. Today
Them red lights, thuggin', fade flight, it's the fast life. Get my scheme on, looking for a cheap price, so I can lean on them, let them know who paper right. I'm trying to stack money,
trying to spin these, trying to hide a mill in the wall overseas. You can do you, the attitude was do me. Selfish with the flow, couldn't tell them who the guard be. Lifestyle animal, killer old scenery. Humble in the streets, paid homage to the OGs. Knew Christ was, but wasn't really for the church scene. Suit and tie, church shoes, nah, that just wasn't me. Never seen Jesus in it, plus my heart is real weak. To the short skirts, the dresses above the knee. Yeah, things I used to die for, living life for. Now I'm praying every night, I make it to the top floor.
Die young, die young, die.
Dying to live the game. My closest homie took more shots than Big and Pac, man. Fatal casualty dead on the same block, man. He was raised there, homie, he was made there. Learned to hustle young, and he died young, right there. I was right there, thugging on the same corner. Sold the same drugs, going from the same donors. We was AY, something like AY. Ready to fight anybody trying to take guys. Ready to die, take a bullet like AY. And he did, now I'm thinking about the kids. The mother, man, ain't no more loving them. He didn't go, he can't kiss them, he can't hug them. And it's crazy, cause Christ was the last discussion. Between me and him and heaven was the main
side. I don't wanna die young, die young, die young. But I know
traffic's a maze, death in the hood, they stuck in the game. Slave to the drugs, slave to them dames. Money, respect, power and fame. A die for the set, a kill for the name. Live with regrets, and a do of the game. Faking the smile, but it's hard to pretend. That without Christ, man, me and you will never win.
I don't die young, die young, die young, but I know.
From the womb to the tomb, your hand been on me. Guided me to the real and protected me from the phony. Still wasn't quite sure of my direction. Didn't ask to be saved, he was by your election, so let the regime say so. Go deep, dead folk with wounded souls. I could have been 6 feet deep out of my mind, or were drunk in the street. It's by your grace that I'm not, so let that self-righteousness need to stop. Didn't witness this, understand this. Can't go before God and holy. So the Lord clothed me, put on the righteousness of Christ. Now me and the Father, we all right. We all right.
From the womb to the tomb, your hands been on me, and I won't move unless you tell me. Direct my path, I'll go where you want. I'll speak your truth, even if they don't. We need to get right. Get right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get right, church, and let's go home.
home, but we can't get past the color of our sisters and our brothers. So every Sunday we segregate, and by Monday we got no love for each other. Part-time saints, how can we love God and we don't love the people he made in his image? So I'ma speak the truth. I know it hurts. We all come from the same dirt, formulated from the same earth. From what it's worth, I'm forgiven from my past hurts. Hypocrisy in the church needs to stop. And real love is all we got.
Your hands been on me, and I won't move unless you tell me. Direct my path, I'll go where you want. I'll speak your truth, even if they don't. We need to get right, yeah, yeah. Need to get right, yeah, yeah.
You call me boy, but from your heart I hear boy. It's the devil that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It's a shame that he thinks he's superior. Without the love of God, all is inferior. Some don't want to talk about it, but I'ma shout about it. They bash President Obama cause he black, not because any skills that he lack. These idiosyncrasies that hold us back, waiting for my Lord to come back. We ain't spotless by far. Look at us, we blemish. Why we hate each other? We promoting most sin, and the only difference is the color of our skin. Cause before him, homie, all is sin. Fall short of his glory. Let me tell the story of the untold, the plan of the Gentiles, and grafted into the fold.
Your hands been on me, and I won't move unless you tell me. Direct my path, I'll go where you want. I'll speak your truth, even if they don't. We need to get right, yeah, yeah. Need to get right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to dedicate this song right here to my big brother, Isaac Tremaine Brown. You're the reason why I stand in front of a mic. And, you know, sometimes we go through a lot of struggles, a lot of pain, and there's a lot of rain. Sometimes you just don't feel like God's there, but he there, you know. We just got to believe and just got to keep the faith and keep it moving. I love you, bro. Peace.
stood our ways. We can't blame it on God if we just do what he say. It wouldn't be so hard. In times we got to hurt in order to grow. In times we got to learn in order to grow. That's why I count on the storms at the end of that trial. It just make me strong. Know that I can move on. Sometimes I look to the sky, wonder my God why. I didn't see what was coming at the end of that line. I had to cry when I lost my brother. Be the strong one and uphold my mother. Late night tears we shed, memories and eardrops reminisced in my head. It's the same what my sister saw. Had me want to break the law, but thou shalt not kill. So I just fight back tears, lost my only water on the curb. I remember when it used to be big. I hear, cause your blood cry out. As long as I'm here, your memory won't die out. Without a doubt, best friends we were. Let no faith in us. This is an expression of my heart and my love.
I know we cry and it rains sometimes, but hold on, the sun will shine. I know we cry and it rains sometimes, but hold on, the sun will shine. I know we cry and it rains sometimes, but hold on, the sun will shine. I know we cry and it rains sometimes, but hold on, the sun will shine.
I'm living no longer bounded by law. I've been free from prison in many ways. From your law, self-obeying for many days. But when I try to be strong, when I look at your children, it's hard for me to move on. You was my best friend and still is. Even if you're dead and living, it's God's grace that kept me on my mission. I hope that the youth will listen. Cause when your mind's made up to take a life, it's all in it. Friends and family, you can get through the block. Cause some do make the wrong choice, and that's why I know we cry and it rains sometimes. Send it out in the storm, waiting for the cops to come by.
All right, y'all. We thank God that was our brother, Speedy Brown. A lot of you know him as also Testimony. And so we just thank the Lord for his many blessings. We thank the Lord for all of you that have listened in on tonight. I'm telling you, it was definitely a great show, a great interview as well. We just thank the Lord. I look forward to being at the red carpet on Friday night, right here in Detroit. I'm telling you, I believe that's Southfield, but we thank God it's going to be at one of the 5-star movie theaters. So I'm going to have a ball. I'm going to have my little gown on. And yes, we got the VIP going on for that night. So I know I'm going to be in celebration and everything. And I just thank God. I want to give a shout out once again to Speedy Brown. I love you, brother. I miss you so much on the radio. And to my sister there, Tamika, I love you, sis. I'm telling you, I miss y'all. We got a lot to catch up on, for real. So I'm telling you, I just want to say God has really been good to me, even going through the hard times and still going through. But I thank God that God, even going through, we all know we coming out, and God got our back, and that's what makes it all right. So I'm telling you, so we just thank God for everyone tuning in, and we just want to say God bless you. We love you so much. We're going to end off with God's Vessel. Y'all got to listen to this. I'm telling you, great music. We thank God. And always know that God loves you, and that the angel of melody, the angel on deck, loves you too. God bless.
I believe in things that I can't see, like a faith, baby. Some people might not be able to understand that. I'm such a peculiar person. So I believe in things I can't see, my. I believe in me when people don't. When they doubt, I still do. But I mean, if I didn't believe in myself, who would believe in me? I can, that's why I'm rolling with audacity. If I can daydream, I can turn into reality. I'm doing rapping, slapping, turn the job to make it happen. Visions are going platinum, let's get it cracking. Fantasizing, always dreaming, just like Martin Luther. It's more than money, cost, and clothes, and lyrical Kama Sutra. It's about seeing, believing, achieving, and succeeding. A rapper's ambition for spitting, I'm quickly exceeding. I'm focused, coming all like a pit in heat. And when I fall up on my head, I'm right back on my feet. Just as Nas, I agree, hip hop is falling. But these instrumentals keep my mental sprawling. And often, I feel I try to fit in with the scene. But I realize dumbing down ain't in my routine. So I do what I gotta do to pursue my passion. I'm standing tall, yours truly, the captain. To the youngest with no pop, say. To the shorties getting knocked, say. To the hustlers on the block, say. You face a crooked cop, say.
I believe,
to the youngest with no pops, say.
I believe in my beliefs.
To the shorties getting locked, say. To the hustlers on the block, say.
You think that this
if you face a crooked cop, say.
That's where
to the youngest with no pops, say. To
got
the shorties getting locked, say. To the hustlers on the block, say. If you face a crooked cop, say. To the youngest with no pops, say. To the shorties getting locked, say.
On,
to the hustlers on the block, say. If you face a crooked cop, say. I diligently seek what I see. My speech is the scene. My heart beats for my dreams to reach. They peak each week. I think my peak peaks down at me and frowns at me. It's like that denounces me. But my mind is deep. My feet are grounded around the streets. Got other rappers trying to bounce with me and pronounce my speech, hounding me to copy my sounds and schemes. But I'm proud to be here now. I'm here now. So severe now, so sincere how my trials veer out and bring tears out. Just another way to vent, cause ever since that radio gave me a spin, I was convinced I would win the fight to the flame and let the pain